presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. When the Leopard Woman, cunning leader of an Oriental spy ring, gained her freedom by a clever ruse, Major Campbell, chief of the Secret Service, dismissed Clark Kent from further duty. Kent, who had created the plan of letting the Leopard Woman escape from jail so that she might lead them to the spy ring's headquarters, was certain she herself had no idea where her henchmen had moved after abandoning their original hideout. Kent felt the Leopard Woman was waiting somewhere for a message. At the Daily Planet office, Kent found Lois going over some classified ads, one of which, strangely enough, offered a leopard skin for sale. On the slim chance that this was the message, he traced the address of the telephone number given in the ad and, taking Lois with him, made a call on the advertiser, a man named Brower. As we join them, they are standing in the dimly lit second-floor hallway of a waterfront house. Off in the distance, the foghorn of a lightship moans eerily. Kent knocks on the door.
How can anyone live in a place like this?
You'd be surprised. Shh, someone's coming.
Who is it?
Mr. Brower?
Yes?
We've come in reference to that leopard skin you've advertised.
Just a minute.
Taking him an awfully long time to open that door.
Shh. Oh, how do you do?
Come in.
Oh, thank you. My name is Jones. This is Mrs. Jones.
How do you do?
How do you do?
So, you want to buy the leopard skin?
We'd like to see it.
Oh, you want to see it?
Yes.
All right. I got it in the next room. I'll bring it in.
Thank you. Strange bird, isn't he?
Clark, I don't like this. There's something fishy about this place.
It's the salt air blowing in from the ocean.
Oh, don't be funny.
I'm not being funny. This house is practically in the water.
Please, Clark, let's get out of here. I'm getting nervous. If I had... No. Clark, the door behind you.
Yes, Mr. Kent, the door behind you. I'll close it now. There seems to be a draft.
You can put that gun away.
I feel much more comfortable with it in my hand, if you don't mind. Won't you be seated, you and Mrs. Jones? I'm sorry we haven't more comfortable chairs, but there hasn't been time to furnish the house. You understand, I'm sure.
I understand perfectly.
Yes, of course. You're a clever young man, Mr. Kent.
Clark, must she point that gun at us?
Don't worry. I have a very steady hand.
Is she the leopard woman?
Yes, little one. I am the leopard woman.
Well, now that we walked into your parlor, what's the next move?
A very sensible question, Mr. Kent. The next move is mine.
What's it going to be?
I haven't decided yet. Until I do, you will be my guest. Excuse me. Brower?
Yes?
We will have two guests, Brower. Mr. Kent and his charming companion. They have no further interest in a leopard skin, but will spend the night with us.
Down below?
Yes, I should think so. This is an old house, Mr. Kent. In years gone by, it was owned by a sea captain, a slave trader. In the basement, he built a large, well-constructed sell to house his slaves until it was time to ship them to the market. There are no beds, but I have already arranged for mattresses to be placed on the floor.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Don't mention it. You were kind to me in permitting me to escape from that horrible prison. I am only showing my appreciation. Take them down, Brower. You have a gun?
Yes.
The others are on guard?
Yes.
Very good. Au revoir, Mr. Kent. Good night, little one.
Come on, Jones. Grab the missus and I'll show you the nicest leopard skin you ever laid eyes on.
Doc, it's so damp down here.
Don't worry, Lois. We won't be here long.
You keep saying that, but how can we get out? The bars across this cage are an inch thick.
I can get you out any time I want to.
Well, why don't you, instead of talking about it? What was that?
Nothing.
I know what it was. It was a rat.
Don't be silly.
Oh, the place is probably full of them. Oh, why did I ever let you get me into this? I'm such a fool.
Lois, please, get a grip on yourself. We're working for the government now. These people are spies, espionage agents. They're a menace to the country's welfare. We've got to stick it out until we learn more about them, how they're operating.
And then what?
Well, then we'll round them up.
Oh, just like that. You will throw out your chest and walk right through those iron bars. Superman.
I never said I'd walk through the iron bars.
You'll squeeze through them.
Well, now you're being silly.
Well, maybe it sounds silly to you, but I'm cold and damp and... Oh, dear, what's the... Oh, there goes another rat. Won't be long before they decide to come in and sample us. Clark? Clark?
What is it?
Why didn't you answer me? I can't see a thing in this pitch blackness. Where are you?
Right here, at the bars.
What are you doing?
I'm listening. Shh.
For a moment, Clark Kent steps into the role of Superman, making use of his amazing sense of hearing, listens in on a conversation emanating from the floor above. A conversation that could be heard by his ears alone.
Have you had time to assemble the radio apparatus?
No.
Well, do that as quickly as possible. We must make contact. When did the last report go out?
The day before yesterday.
Assemble the radio and let me know the moment it is ready.
Okay.
Clark, what are you listening to?
I thought I heard voices.
Rats, that's what you heard. Listen to them like a herd of elephants.
Why don't you try sleeping, Lois?
Go to sleep. Not on your life.
At least you can lie down.
On what?
Here's a mattress.
No, thanks. I want to be as far away from the floor as possible.
Shh, quiet. Someone's coming.
If it's Madame Leopard Woman, just let me...
Quiet, Lois.
I didn't see anyone. Did you?
Yes. A Jap.
You must have cat eyes. How can you see anything in this pitch black darkness?
Maybe it's a gift. He opened what looked like a fuse box and pulled a switch. Can you hear anything?
No.
There's a faint hum. Wait a minute.
Now where are you going?
Just listening. Shh.
What do you expect to hear?
Please, Lois.
Once again, making use of Superman's amazing sense of hearing, Clark Kent picks up the voices of the Leopard Woman and her henchman, Brower.
What report have we on the movement of ships?
Only one report. An oil tanker sailed from here yesterday morning.
Do we know its approximate position?
Yes. 70 miles due east.
How large a ship is it?
9,000 tons.
Flying what flag?
United States.
What is the ship's name?
The Miramar.
Make contact with the U-27. Give her the position of this oil tanker. Use code W on 22 kilocycles.
Right.
Clark.
Just a minute, Lois.
Heaven's name, you expect to hear.
I've heard plenty. We've got to get out of here in a hurry.
What do you want me to do? Rub Aladdin's lamp and make a wish?
We don't have to do that. I just discovered that a couple of the iron bars are loose. I think I can force them out. At least I can try. Now you listen and tell me if anyone's coming.
Okay. How does it look?
All right. There goes one. And it's number two. I think we can squeeze through now. Come on. All right, now just take it easy.
Okay.
Careful. There.
I'm through. Can you make it?
Yep. There we are.
Now, how do we get out of the space?
Up those steps. There's a rear door. I noticed it when we were brought down here. Now, be as quiet as you can.
Okay.
Careful. Open the door gently.
Oh, we're lucky. The fog's like pea soup. Certainly feels good to get out of that dungeon.
Come on, we haven't time to talk. I've got to put you into a cab.
Where are you going?
Never mind. You get to Major Campbell's office as fast as you can. Tell him about this place. Have him raid the house and round them all up. Oh, there's a taxi in front of that diner.
But, Clark...
Look, as I say, Lois. Now, here, get in. Municipal building driver, as fast as you can make it.
Clark! Come on.
Now, I've got some work to do.
As Superman. There was no mistaking that message the Leopard woman sent. It was to a submarine giving the position of an American oil tanker. I've got to get to that tanker before it's torpedoed. 70 miles due east. If I can find it in all this fog, I'm good. Up! Up! And away!
Red tape streaming, Superman vanishes into the heavy fog rolling in from the sea, heading due east in search of the doomed oil tanker. Somewhere in the vastness of the fog-bound ocean, an enemy submarine is preparing to stalk its unknowing prey. Will Superman locate the oil tanker before a deadly torpedo does? Don't miss the next exciting episode. Tune in and follow the story with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.